Aim not too high in things above thy reach, nor be too wise within thy own conceit. As thou hast wealth and wit at will, so give him thanks that shall increase it still. Beware of pride, the mother of mishap, whose searched snares shall seek thee to entrap. Be meek in heart and lowly-minded still, so shalt thou God's commandments fill. Cast all thy care upon the Lord, and he in thy distress will send to succor thee. Cease not therefore to serve him every day, who with his blood they ransom once did pay. Drive from thy heart ill thoughts that may offend. Desire of God his Holy Spirit to send, which will direct thy life in such a sort as thou thereby shalt find joy and comfort. Expect each day and hour when Christ shall come with power to judge the world both all and some. Be ready then, and with the Bridegroom Christ receive reward in heaven amongst the highest. Fear to offend his heavenly majesty, faith to confirm true love and loyalty, without which faith, as holy scriptures say, no man to heaven can find the perfect way. Great is the Lord and merciful doubtless to those that with true zeal their faults confess. But unto those in mischief daily runs, he lets alone to taste what after comes. Hope in the Lord, on him pose thy trust. Serve him with fear, whose judgments are most just. Desire of him thy life for to direct, that to thy soul he may have good respect. Ensnare no man, but love thy enemy. Though to thy hurt, yet take it patiently. And think the Lord, although he suffers long, when time shall serve, will soon revenge thy wrong. Keep thou no canker hidden in thy heart. Remember still the word Christ did impart, that is, forgive offenses ever past, and thou thyself will be forgiven at last. Lay not thy treasure up in hoarding sword, but therewithal the poor feed and comfort. If thou cold water give in Christ his name, thrice doublefold he will reward the same. Misorder not thyself in any wise. In meat and drink let reason still suffice. Moderate thy mind and keep thyself content, so shalt thou please the Lord omnipotent. No man can say that he is void of sin, for if he do, he's much deceived therein. The Lord doth say that just 7 times a day committeth sin and runneth off astray. Obey his will, who to redeem thy loss did shed his blood for thee upon the cross. Such was the love that Christ did shew to man. Why should we be ungrateful to him then? Pity the pure with such as God hath sent, and be not proud with that which God hath lent. Remember well that Christ hath said to thee, do this as though thou didst it unto me. Quench fond desires and pleasures of the flesh, fly gluttony, the mother of excess, for whoredom is the very sink of sin, in which the wicked daily wallow in. Root from thy heart malicious thoughts, be sure, which are the means God's judgments to procure. For be assured, when envy beareth sway, the fear of God departeth soon away. Subdue thyself, let welcome be thy guide. Suppress ill thoughts, beware of hateful pride. Despise the world of ill of vanities, least headlong thou run into miseries. Turn unto me, our Savior Christ doth say, and I will hear thy prayers every day. If anything thou hast in Christ his name, be well assured thou shalt obtain the same. Vain exercise abolish from thy sight. Desire of God is faith and Holy Spirit, who will direct thee in the perfect way that leads to life, as Holy Scriptures say. When Satan seeks to tempt thee any way, call upon God, thy only strength and stay, and be assured from out his holy hill, he will preserve thy life from danger still. Experience of his love that lends thee life must make thee seek to live devoid of life. Let his love be thy rule, who so loved thee that death he underwent to set thee free. Young men and maids, old man and babes, repent, lest for your sins you at the last be shent. Be wise, take heed to not the time delay, for Christ must be our judge at the last day. Zeal like to fire, our good works let's make bright, that others thereof may behold the light. Light up your lamps, and with the virgins five have oil in store to keep your lamps alive.